Joining me by phone is director of the Millikan University Choir. His name is Brad Holmes, and he'll be in town in January performing with the group at the Christ Church United Methodist. Mr. Holmes, thanks for joining me.
I'm glad to do it.
The Millikan University Choir, what is your history?
Well, you know, the choir is it's been one of these choirs that's done an awful lot of touring around the Midwest and then into other parts of the country, and so I guess it's got a reputation that's grown over the years just by its persistence in going out and doing concerts for one thing, and doing a lot of touring nationally. And then over the last few years, it's begun to be invited to some of the national conferences of choral directors from around the country. So they sang for the national conference of 6,000 choral directors in Miami a few years back, and then last year in Chicago, the same event. And those invitations are hard to come by and coveted by everybody in the choral world. So getting that opportunity kind of gets our name out there maybe a little more, and people have begun to appreciate a little more of what we try to do. And so I guess we're a growing name in the college choral world.
Mm-hmm. And that can be very difficult, as it is a pretty active society, isn't it?
It is. It's to get onto a conference. You're gonna compete with about 100 other college choirs, and they typically try to choose about 10 to sing. So we feel like when you get a chance to do that, it's the final four of the choral world. So it's a great chance for us.
Mm-hmm. As for repertoire on January 17th. What will be your focus?
You know, we try to do a concert on tour that is going to have some real music for choral connoisseurs, but we try not to beat up the average Joe either, and so we do a really varied program. It'll stretch across the centuries. We'll do. I think this year we've programmed a little bit of Svelink, Netherlands composer that is just great music from four centuries ago, and then right back to it, contemporary Latvian composer Eriks Esenvalds, who has some really sparkling new things, and we hope everything in between, some folk influences, some different kind of approaches to the voice, and some things that people might be a little bit more aware of. Russian-American composer Alexander Gretcheninov or Edvard Grieg's Ave Maris Stella, some things like that. New composer, living composer, Finnish composer, Matti Arvi, a very interesting piece by him based on the way that the English ring bells, which is they peal bells mathematically. They play every bell against itself in what they call a peal, and he bases a composition on that that's really, really stunning. And so some interesting things like that, but then some things they'll identify very, very clearly and carefully that we've drawn from the Christmas season. So we hope it's not we hope it's user friendly.
Right. Well, I suppose part of gaining a reputation as a nationally and international class choir is to draw students of a certain quality so you can perform these works.
Well, I think that's always the challenge, and Millikan's a little school, but music is our flagship, and so in some ways we hope we're able to get to do a little bit of both. They're stupendous young musicians. We get a lot of musicians who come to Millikan from the Chicago area, but then a lot of kids that just come in from smaller situations too. But we reach as far as Oregon, and this year's choir, a couple from Massachusetts. So we're beginning to draw some some interest from around the country, truly.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned Latvian composers and also from Scandinavia. Perhaps it's the focus of your choir, or maybe because of the influence that I've seen at University of Louisville Cardinal Singers, that there seems to be a strong contemporary choral movement in the Baltic Scandinavia area.
Yeah, I think that's right. And Kent Hatterberg, by the way, over there is a good buddy, and we talk often about what we're singing and exchange ideas. And we certainly do some of the same repertoire or things that we feel like work. So he and I are sharing or competing. I'm not sure which that is, but you're exactly right. There's a tradition there that is developing and growing, and it probably is. It's probably out in front of the U.S. mindset, though. With the advent of Eric Whitaker and all of his ilk, there certainly are American representations out there as well.
Well, if you just join us, we're talking to Brad Holmes, who is conductor of the Millikan University Choir, and they'll be in town on January 17th at the Christ Church United Methodist for a 7:30 performance. It sounds like a very interesting program, and I know that the space is certainly good for choirs. So I hope you have a safe trip and a great performance.
I think we're just thrilled to be there. We're thrilled to get a chance to get to Louisville, and we just haven't sung in Louisville in a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So we're really hoping to have a chance to get into the community a little bit, and we appreciate the opportunity so much. And I just think it's as I said, I think it's not going to be a 2-hour long-haired program, but I think there'll be some excitement for the average person as well as the choral connoisseur.
And if you'd like more information, you can go to the website at ccum.net. CCUM standing for Christ Church United Methodist. That's ccum.net. for the January 17th concert with the Millikan University Choir, conducted by Brad Holmes. Mr. Holmes, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan, very much.